All right, let's begin the work session on LD 1544. Normally we would start these with Amy walking us through a summary of all the testimony.
Yeah, would you like me to take you through? You've heard the summary, so I won't emphasize that. Oh. Yeah, you've heard the summary, the testimony really recently, so I don't think there's any reason for me to try to distill that or synthesize that. What would you like as a process? Would you like just to walk through section by section again, or?
Representative Kamiga.
Actually, I wonder if the department could come up and answer a few questions that, since I presented it, I didn't ask, and I think that might, you know, I don't know how much there is that we need to do with this bill other than take a vote on it.
£1,000.
For landing, for an active license, define that. I mean, I think a lot of people seem to like the idea of defining that as at least £1,000, if not something higher. But I think £1,000 is pretty reasonable. The department have an issue with
sure,
that?
Sure. We certainly wouldn't have an issue with that number. What we would use to make that determination, or what we would first turn to, is the dealer landings, obviously, because we don't have 100% harvester reporting, so we would probably just need a little bit of latitude to be, you know, in the event that maybe somebody's landings aren't accurately reported by their dealer, to kind of work to determine what the landings are. But I would think £1,000 is a low enough threshold that we could make that determination whether or not somebody had actually been fishing.
And I guess my other questions were, we had talked. At a number of the meetings in January, the subject of a lower trap limit for new zone entrants had come up. Some people on the waiting list had brought that up as a way to kind of get more entry, that if, you know, if they were getting fewer traps, then more people could get in. Is that something that the department can do, like at the request of its own counsel, by rulemaking, or do you need additional authority to do that? I mean, I wouldn't want to do that at this point in statute because it's set in stone and there's no point, no really opportunity for public input. But if a zone council wanted to do that, and then you went to rulemaking where you'd have public hearings and there'd be a chance for public input, then that might be a way to do it.
Right. We would not, obviously, we don't have existing authority to treat different license holders differently with regard to the trap limit. To me, that's a fairly substantial or substantive thing to do, to treat license holders differently, and to do it through a rulemaking process does feel a little bit uncomfortable to me that we would be taking that step on the recommendation of a zone council. I think we've also talked about, with the exception of the exit ratio, the other zone council authorities are things that actually apply to the zone council members themselves, and this would be giving an additional authority to impact other license holders and not themselves. And I just think each time we do that, we have to think pretty carefully about why we're doing that.
And the other thing that has come up a lot is latent effort. And I mean, I wonder if there shouldn't be and the one thing that I've heard a lot about is, don't take licenses away from people who already have them if they don't have landings. That happened with the groundfish fishery, and that's why I don't represent any groundfishery, because all the ones in my district had no landings and lost their. But there's another thing that could be maybe applied to new zone entrants, but I think you're reluctant to do that.
Oh, a requirement that they maintain landings in order to maintain their
in order to keep a license. So we don't add to the latent effort.
Right. I guess two things about that. One, when we went out to talk about latent effort, we specifically did not present an approach that took license away from people. We presented an approach that allowed people to keep their licenses, but at a lower trap limit that seemed maybe more consistent with their level of activity in the fishery. And even that, as you are aware, was problematic to get some consensus behind. We do not have 100% harvester reporting, so if we were to move in a direction where new license holders had to continually demonstrate those landings in order to keep the license, that's what would be required, at least for that population, would be all of them to be providing their landings to us. And it's, I think it's a, I guess it would be a topic that I think would merit some more conversation about whether or not that creates also good incentives amongst those license holders. Because I think whatever threshold you set as the level that would be required, people would probably need it.
Okay, Representative Devin.
Thank you very much, Senator Johnson. I think it was Representative Weaver, when we were hearing testimony on this bill, said that, you know, there are a lot of these people, their health is degrading slowly. And so they may have a year where they had every intention of fishing more than they were able to, and maybe they only harvest, you know, 800 pounds. And I know that's a ridiculously small amount for someone who is doing this serious, but, you know, 1,000 pounds seems like it's an arbitrary number to me. If the person qualifies medically for this exemption and their family member can fish for them for 12 months following, I don't see where we need a minimum harvest.
Representative Perry.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'll kind of take the other side of that. I think you do only because you could have somebody that hasn't fished for 5 years at all and has somebody that he knows that's on the apprentice list and say, you know, it could be a relative or whatever, and he just happened not to because he figured he was going to do it. That transfer could happen. And I think you have to have some type. I mean, I think, like somebody mentioned, that the 1,000 pounds is ridiculously low. It's a day's fishing, I mean, or 2 days fishing, you know, depending on where you are. So it's, to me, it's a very arbitrary low number. But I also think that you don't want to have people that aren't fishing to use this medical waiver as a way to transfer.
Representative Devin.
Thank you very much, Senator Johnson. I actually agree for the most part with Representative Perry, but I will say that this is a very medical exception is very limited. You can't just utilize somebody who is on the waiting list. It has to be a spouse or a child, right? As I read it. So it is limited, and certainly 1,000 pounds is a small amount, and I guess I wouldn't want to see it, you know, any higher. I don't know if there's a need for it, and I'll stop talking about this. Thank you.
I have a question. Well, Representative Dickerson, go ahead. I'll get first.
I just wanted to follow up on Representative Devin. A temporary medical allowance may not exceed 1 year. Yeah. Is the language we have, and I'm trying really hard. I seem to have missed something in our discussions, perhaps because I was dawdling in the hallway, but I'm having a difficulty finding the language that's talking about 1,000 pounds or whatever poundage.
That was, is that a suggested not amendment?
Just something
by
that was brought up that was a suggestion?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Am I correct in that this is only for a year's time? It's not permanent. It doesn't mean that the person who got to use that license without the original license holder being on the boat, they're not able to keep that after the year.
Correct.
Correct?
Correct.
Okay. So this is not really an end run around, you know, ownership or transfer. It's strictly a one-year temporary situation.
Correct.
I don't see the harm in this, you know, whichever way we set this, because it's not going to this is not going to be somebody doing an end run around what we have for measures in place today. I am a little concerned that the larger question of following up on the report, following up on the discussion from the department's meetings in January, which were a good start. Those were excellent, and I appreciate the department's doing that. As difficult as it is to have those conversations, that's exactly what we need to have more of. And I'm wondering whether, if we're trying to put this in place as a temporary measure, if we should also be including in here having the department continue that work and bring us a bill and recommendations in January to do something more substantial.
As I referenced in our testimony, it is certainly our intent, based on what we heard in those meetings in January, to continue the conversation. As Ms. McCarron referenced, there has been a lot of sentiment expressed that the zone council process is the forum where those conversations should happen, and that is also our intent, to proceed through those channels, trying to find solutions that work in various zones, and that's what I referenced. We'd be happy to let you know how that goes. I can't at this point in time say whether it would be a bill or not, not knowing the results of those conversations, but we will certainly let you know what transpired in those discussions.
I guess what I'm trying to say is it can't stop. We have to reach arriving at something worth doing that's better than the current situation, because obviously for those who are on the waiting list today, it's not a good situation. For managing the latent effort and all the people that are simply hanging on to their licenses that are no longer really utilizing them, that's not a good situation. And I don't want to get further down the road and have people who could have gotten into the fishery and been productive that have to move on and do something else. And people who can no longer fish adequately today, going out on boats because it's the only choice they have. And I don't want all of the latent effort to become a problem as soon as we have, our first significant challenge, such as shell disease moving up further into our shores. We need to address these things, and we've got to get going on that. I guess I would suggest, if we don't do something in this bill to require the department to bring us recommendations in January, then I suspect there are several people in this group that will be looking to have a bill anyhow, and we'd hope that the department's ready to participate meaningfully in that process. Representative Chapman. And Representative Weaver, you're next.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chair. I have a question for the department, which is just to sort of close the loopholes. Somebody has a medical issue, and so their child takes over for a year. Then they come back, and they get back on the boat for a month, and then they have another medical issue. Want their child to take over for another year. To me, this is sort of a loophole that I see staring at me as one potential way that this would be abused, and I just wonder if you have an answer to how that would be prevented.
So if that were to be the request, in that instance, we'd be granting it, although it wouldn't be for longer than a year. It would be in consecutive licensing years. And I suppose, kind of off the top of my head, in addition to the fact that any given waiver can't be longer than a year, you could also say and may not be granted, renewed or granted in consecutive years, or may only be granted a certain number of times within a particular time frame. I mean, I don't know if you want to actually curtail it ever happening again versus just not more than once in a 5-year time frame or something like that.
I'll come back to that, but Representative Weaver has had a question.
I'd like to make a motion, then we can discuss it afterwards. Are you ready for a motion?
I suppose so.
I move that LD 1544, an act to expand the authority of the Lobster Management Policy Council to address entry into lobster management zones and to create a temporary medical allowance, ought to pass as amended, and the amendment would be that the individual must have caught 1,000 pounds of lobster to the previous year to qualify for a medical condition.
To landings to be considered active.
Yes, yes.
Okay, we have a motion and a second.
What does the committee think about inserting a clause that allows us to report out a bill next session addressing licensing and latent effort? That way we don't have to, you know, worry about whether the department has one or not. We can, and if we put it out there that we have that authority, then that will ensure conversation happens over the next year.
You repeat that. I can't.
We'll put in a the ability for the committee to report on a bill next session.
On the subject of landings and, sorry, of the license waiting list and latent effort.
So moved.
All right. Sounds like both agreeable to a friendly amendment. My question is going to be around the loophole that was raised, and I'm, correct me if I'm reading this wrong, but if you have a requirement that they had were active in the immediately preceding year and someone else had the license, they can't be, and therefore they can't meet the conditions of this. So consecutive years aren't going to happen.
The landings would still be, I haven't really thought about the nuance of that, but the landings would still be recorded in the license holder's name. We would be aware, obviously, that they were not the person who actually fished and were active. But for the sake of who does those landings get attributed to, it can only be the license holder. It can't be an unlicensed person.
Except that you've allowed the temporary transfer of that license to the...
It's not a transfer. Well, and for the sake of somewhat of a nuance, we are trying to construe this not as a temporary transfer, but as an unlicensed person fishing under the authority of another person's license.
All right. That's different than thank you. So any other discussion? Representative Perry, any motion?
And I also think that with the language saying for only 1 year, the department, I think, would have discretion to say this is expanding past that 1 year if they... You know, and at that point, if it looked like a pattern, the department could step in and say, no.
Any Representative Devin?
Thank you, Senator Johnson. The law as it's written gives the commissioner discretion, correct? The ultimate discretion?
It's correct. It says the commissioner may grant it, may grant the waiver.
So that seems like that would cover our concerns.
All right, so we have a motion and a second ought to pass as amended, two amendments being that to be considered active, they must have a landing of 1,000 pounds, and second being giving this committee authority in the next session to report out a bill on the topic of the license waiting list and latent effort.
Sorry. Thank you. I guess I'm a little confused because I felt that what we were doing was going to bring this back in January without us working on it right now. Am I misunderstanding this?
No. It was not a request to carry this over.
Okay.
It was a request that we add to the bill, authorizing this committee to report out a bill in the next session on the topic of waiting lists and latent effort. In other words, it's
right.
To make a clear statement that we expect the work to continue, to have a basis for us working with input from the department to put together.
Sure. So are you, I'm sorry to interrupt, but are you just making recommended suggestions for language that might be looked at? Because I'm hearing amendments.
Those are amendments. There was a motion made, ought to pass as amended.
Okay.
And there was a second for it.
Okay. All right. Well, that's a bit confusing, but okay.
May I ask a clarification question as well? I got the two amendments, and I just wanted to go back to Representative Kamiega's comment about, or I guess Senator Johnson, it was your comment about the department's going to be involved because the bringing, you asked them to bring recommendations back in January, and I just wanted to know if, in addition to the committee's authority to report out a bill, you wanted to include that the department was going to report back with their findings on this topic in January, or if that's just going to happen informally.
We will do that either way, obviously. So if you want to make it so that we are directed to tell you what happens at those zone council meetings,
an update on that direct process, I think that would. Okay. We don't need the language. I think that this sends people's grumblings back here behind the horseshoe.
Okay.
Anything else for discussion before we vote on present motion? Representative Dickerson, do you need some clarification still?
I'm sorry, Senator Johnson. I guess it's just my personal feeling that if we're going to be bringing something back in January, that we shouldn't necessarily be amending something and voting on it if we're going to bring it back anyway to look at recommendations. Well, let me finish. To look at recommendations that the department is making. It seems somewhat... Well, I won't say it that way, but it seems a little backwards, I guess, to me, personally, anyway. I don't know. I mean, I'm just... That's just
all right. Representative Perry wants to take a stab at clarifying that for you.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. No, we want the language as we can as the committee can report out a bill, so we have the ability to report a bill out with information that the department brings back to us about, and because we've talked about all along the latent effort, the and see what the zone councils do on the limited entry and all that. It just gives us an avenue in which all the committees do is they'll put language in so the committee can report the bill out without going through executive council, is that the proper legislative council, to get a bill. We'll just have the language already there that we already have the ability to do that.
That's different from carrying.
Yeah. It's not unprecedented, and I think it's a common way to allow that. And whereas this bill, from sort of an analytical perspective, tries to facilitate a little bit of movement in the wait list, it's really unsure by the tweak that it does make it to the lobster management policy councils. It's not sure what they're actually going to do, and so by allowing people to have the year to converse and talk about different strategies, then the bill might actually be there might be enough information to take that a little bit further.
Do something more substantial in the next session.
So one last question. Yes. You feel that the bill as it stands right now is not sufficient to accomplish that end?
That's correct. I think it is, and I think we heard testimony, it will create a small amount of movement perhaps in Zone A, but it doesn't go far enough to address either the general problem of latent effort. I think the sorts of things that were discussed, presented by the department as various options in the meetings in January, 16 different locations around the state, that was a good start. Continue that and homing in on what combination of things that were presented as possibilities to do, that would be much more substantial than what we have in front of us. This is not a bad measure. I think this is a this is helpful, but it's helpful in only a small way at this point.
Yeah, I mean, it's following, and it just really seems to sort of, people talked about the grassroots nature of that, of the fishery and the lobster management policy zones and its policy councils, and so it seems to honor their ability to self-govern and give them the chance to figure out what they might want to do, and then gives the committee the ability to, and the department included in their testimony, they're going to still seek measures to figure out how to solve this issue. So it kind of ties them all together, ultimately.
All right. So are we through with the discussion, ready for a vote? Ought to pass as amended. All those in favor? We are unanimous of those present. Thank you.